Joyful blessings. This is Kaylin Castell. I am the co-founder of the Shamanic Astrology Mystery School and the creator of the Celestial Timings. And this is just a quick little overview to help people get in touch with the idea of living ceremony. I've been talking about it in the Celestial Timings for years. I actually dedicated a whole entire month back in 2009, or I think it was maybe, or 2010, to the concept of living ceremony. And I am going to be creating a whole entire audio series for Celestial Timing subscribers that will really go into some of the things that can be helpful in creating the sense of living ceremony in your life through invitation, inviting the energies to join with you, doing an invocation. And I'm going to just do a quick little invocation here to invite the master guides, teachers, angels, beings of light that work with me and my higher self to help bring through the information. And for all of you listening, I invite those energies to be present as well. Your higher self, the master guides, angels, beings of light, and teachers that work with you, and the energy of shamanic astrology, the ancient ones, the great shining ones, and all of the lineage of shamanic astrology, to be present as I share with you some things about living ceremony. And it's amazing because that helps to just immediately bring to do an invitation like that, to invite these energies that are going to be helpful in the way that's most beneficial and supportive to everyone who is listening to this audio, to everyone who is going to benefit from, all of you listening to this audio, creating the sacred space, creating the intention, creating, then putting your attention on what that is, and also using conscious language. So all of these things are going to be in the series that I am going to share about conscious language, because how we language the intention is very important. Sometimes we can be creating an intention, but we cancel it out by the way we language it. So I'll be sharing about that, how to create altars, altar awareness, that's their purpose, creating altars in stone circles or little offerings to the land, to the beings of the land, to the spirits of the land, to the spirits of place, and getting in alignment with the celestial as well as the earthly. Can be extremely important. How you can also create a crystal web. Webs vibrate in a certain way to draw to us. If we think about spider, when she weaves her web, everything she needs comes to her. So this is about creating a crystal web so that things can come to you. I'm going to be sharing about that. Giving gratitude, advanced gratitude for the things that you're asking for. Huge stories and ways of doing that I can share with you that are really powerful, as well as a creation journal. Sometimes there's ways of really working with that, and that can be an alternative to an altar if you're not into doing that, or how to do both things so that they really work together. And also working with the timings, the collective timings, the personal timings. One of the things I'll be sharing in this series will be sun, moon angles and how, certain special initiation cycles and so on. There's ways of tuning into those timings and doing ceremony with that. So some of this I will be will be available free to Celestial Timing subscribers, and then part of it will be an audio. And well, actually, I'm going to be creating some webinars as well to work with this, because I feel like as we move into 2012, this is one of the most valuable tools we can have. Living ceremony, knowing about ceremony, working with ceremony, knowing that we are co-creators of our reality. And when we can work with the timings, and when we have tools for working with that, it's really helpful, and magic and miracles can happen. And I will be sharing with you some of the magic and miracles I have experienced over the years. It's been incredible. So just to give you kind of an overview or sense of the idea of ceremony, when we're working with timing, like the timing of things, solstices, eclipses, new moons, full moons, there's sun-moon angles that people have each month. There's certain timings that we all have that we can work with to be conscious co-creators in our lives. And in shamanic astrology, we do speak to three things being in alignment for magic to happen. One is that we are in alignment with the our soul's purpose, our original intent, the divine purpose of our lives. And it doesn't mean we even have to know what that divine purpose is. We may not even have a very strong clue. And as everything is shifting and changing, sometimes we think we know, but it's actually moving and growing and evolving very rapidly right now. So sometimes not knowing is okay, but having the intention that we are in alignment with that. And we can work with that intention ceremonially. Very powerful, very important. The second thing is to have our tools together and knowing how to do ceremony. And I'm talking simple stuff here. It's not elaborate and it's not difficult. A lot of it is sometimes just being able to be conscious with our intention and how we're putting it out there. So I'll be providing very simple tools for that. Also just even in terms of how we spend time tuning in to our own sense and getting our guidance and that sort of thing, working with those tools, when those things are together. And then the third thing is when the timing is right. So when all three of those things come together, magic happens in amazing ways. I'm just going to share one quick story about how that happened some years ago. I was in Costa Rica and a woman was having trouble with, she had bought a piece of land. She was going to build a house and, the government had come in and rezoned it and, the land around her house, and she was no longer able to build the house there. And basically what, some corrupt people in the government wanted was money. They wanted a bribe so that they could rezone it for her so that she could build her house. And when she told me her story, I said, have you allied with the spirits of the land to ask for their help and support and ask for what's best for the land? And she said, no. And I said, well, maybe that would be helpful. Maybe that would help you to be able to build this house. And so she said, well, would you help me figure out how to do that? I don't know how to do that. And I said, okay, sure. So I was staying with her for 3 days and I was walking every day on the beach and I was only able to find 4 stones. I think maybe 5 stones. I actually found 5 stones, not that big. And I kind of brought them back to the house and we took them over to the land at the time of the ceremony. We got some flowers. We created a little, cross of the 4 stones, kind of like a circle, put them in the 4 directions and one in the center. And, we invited in the directions. We invited in the energies of the land. We invited in the beings, the seen and unseen of the land to come and support her intention of what she was wanting to do with that land there, and gave some offerings of flour and cornmeal and tobacco and whatever we happened to have. I don't remember all the details now, but as we were completing the ceremony, there was a big coconut tree on the property, and suddenly a coconut came crashing to the ground, and we turned. Suddenly, it was like, whoa. We turned, and this huge bird, it was a condor or some kind of like condor-like bird. She called it some name. I don't remember. Flew off. And it was like the medicine animal was there. It was like, whoa. And then we heard a little more rustling in the tree and we walked over and there was another one of these huge birds in the tree watching us. And so we knew that the spirits had heard our ceremony that our requests and our intentions and our offerings had been accepted. The next day she drove us back to San Jose, which is the main, the big city in Costa Rica. And she went to the government building and she asked to speak to the director of, the zoning. And she was told she couldn't speak to him. So she turned around and walked into the hallway and ran into him and quickly told him her story. And he said, oh, that's not right. I will fix it. And I got an email a year later saying her house was built and she had moved in. So it was like so fast. Now, not always will, when we work with living ceremony, will it work that quickly. But I have to say that was pretty fast. Like the very next day, everything started to turn around. And it was because we worked with the timing, we worked with the land, we worked with the spirits of the land, and we came with our hearts open. And we really didn't, you know, have a set plan or agenda. We kind of just made it up in the moment, but it was from a place of our pure-hearted intention. So I wanted to share that story because it shows how the timing was right. We had the tools together. We were working with the ceremonial intent, and we were in alignment with what were the needs of the land as well as her needs, and aligning all of that together and asking for the help and support and to be in co-creative alignment with that. So that is the power of living ceremony, and I highly recommend that you, even if you don't think you know what you're doing, even if you do think you know what you're doing, really just listen to your heart and trust. And for the solar eclipse of December 2010, and also for the December solstice and some of the other events that I mentioned, have written about and have mentioned in the audios, to just follow your guidance and ask and invite the spirits of your life path and the beings and guardian angels and beings of light that work with you, your higher self, the part of you that knows, to help you, guide you in showing up and being present for these remarkable timings of this month, December 2011.